From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. We're delighted to have you listening in today. In a moment, Dr. Alan Cairns will conclude a message called The Glory of the Cross. As the Lord Jesus faced the cross of Calvary, He revealed to His disciples the glory that awaited Him in the accomplishment of redemption for His people. As He brings the message to a close, Dr. Cairns declares that those who are in Christ may glory in His cross as well, for all we have in Christ is through the blood of His cross. As He brings today's hot topic, Dr. Cairns reports on Arizona State University's MAD diversity training.
Last January, Arizona State University ran a diversity training scheme in which students had to act out certain role models. As a resident assistant, Senior Ryan Visconti had to take part in the charade. He was assigned the role of a homosexual Hispanic and told to visit different life stations and attempt to create a perfect life. The stations included booths for housing, employment, transportation, church, jail, and banking. At each booth, individuals gave Visconti scripted responses based on his assigned identity. He was banned from the Christian church, forced to live in a ghetto apartment, and allowed to choose between jobs as a construction worker or landscaper. In his role, he was told his kind wasn't welcome, that he was an abomination and an unforgivable sinner. He pleaded to join the church, but a woman with a southern accent told him there was nothing he could do. She said he was going to hell and that even Jesus said so in the Bible. For Visconti, that was all too much. He was only playing a role, as was the woman, but he objected that the whole role play was an ultra-clear example of the victim mentality and liberal bias that permeate ASU. This is nothing but an ultra-clear example of what is being taught in universities today, Visconti said. If you are a straight, white, Christian male, all of society's problems are your fault and you are privileged. He said the exercise suggested that only white males can graduate from college or earn big salaries, and everybody else in society is a victim of discrimination. It crossed the line, Visconti said. All it did was reinforce the most disgusting, hateful, and ugly stereotypes in our society. Even an ASU associate professor who specializes in minority relations raised concerns about the activity. However, ASU Residential Life spokeswoman Diana Medina apparently saw nothing to be alarmed about. She said the role play was designed to examine the effects of racism, classism, and homophobia on different cultural and economic groups. What ASU did see a problem with was Visconti's objection and his statement of it to a newspaper. 4 days after he had voiced his concerns about the diversity program, he was placed on probation. His supervisors told him that part of the reason he was placed on probation was because he missed a different training exercise on homosexuality and gay marriage. He said he skipped the exercise because of his negative experience with the earlier activity. ASU insists that the probation was based on employment-related issues, but it seems clear that the issue was that Visconti objected to the crazy role play that the university employs to brainwash its students. For that's what all this amounts to, brainwashing, for anyone to stand up and object is unacceptable. Such behavior must be punished. The message is clear that anyone who does not endorse the liberal agenda and support the objectives of the homosexual lobby is in trouble. What the role play had the Southern lady say to the Hispanic homosexual can actually be said with a vengeance to anyone who espouses biblical moral values. Your kind is not welcome here. You are an abominable and unforgivable sinner. This is where ASU and many other universities stand. Sodomites, welcome. Saints, keep out. You pollute the atmosphere of these hallowed halls of learning. Madness.
Once for all the Savior paid redemption's price, when upon the cross he made the sacrifice. Hear his words of triumph sounding from the tree. Hear his shout sounding of victory.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is now available. The principal focus of this issue is the Gospel of Matthew. Five articles dealing with various aspects of this book will give you a deeper understanding of the Lord's Word through Matthew, the converted tax collector. Other articles in this issue deal with the nation of Ghana, as well as with one of the most important aspects of the Christian life, the subject of prayer. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org, that's ltbs@freepres.org, or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and we invite you to join us on our website this week.
You get to the cross, oh yes, you see the love of God because He provided for Himself a lamb. You see the justice of God. Never let it be said that because God is a God of love, He will wink at sin and simply say to the sinner, I'll forget about your sin and bring you into heaven. Never fall for the devil's lie that because God is a God of love, sinners cannot go to hell. Sinners cannot perish. Remember when the Son of God took our sin in His own body on the tree, God visited Him with divine wrath and divine punishment and made Him to be sin for us. There you see the justice and the holiness and the power of God, His faithfulness to His promise, His ability to save, all displayed at the cross. And at the cross you will see the glory of the victory of Christ over Satan. Verse 31, and I'll have to refer you to an old sermon that I preached in this text. Don't ask me when I preached it or where it is in the tape catalogue. It's there somewhere. On John 12 and verse 31, now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be judged. And there at Calvary, you had Christ's victory over Satan. He gloried in the cross. Why? Because it displayed His glory and the Father's. And that leads me to the last point I want to make. Christ gloried in his cross, that we too might glory in it. And that's clear because the text is a response to this request. We would see Jesus. And in response to that, the Lord Jesus sets forth his cross as the object of our glorying. Unbelievers mock the cross. They despise the cross. I read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 23, of the attitude of the world in Paul's day to the cross. And it's the same today. To the Jews, it's a stumbling block. To the Greeks, it's foolishness. It's utter nonsense to them. There's an English writer, some of you will no doubt have come across, lived most of his life in America and made his money writing very funny books that poke fun at the English aristocracy and upper class. He's the creator of the famous Butler Jeeves, P.G. Woodhouse. For the most part, Woodhouse is a very brilliant, witty, entertaining writer. One of the stories where he gets most of his laughs is taking this urbane man of the world who is charmed by a beautiful young woman from a very low, when I say low, I'm talking now about social strata, a low stratum in society. But he, for the moment, was willing to overlook that and followed her home. Of course, she came from a place at a time where the English still went to church and to chapel. And he mocks the thought of them singing, and this man of the world singing, "Wash my sins away in the blood of the Lamb." To an educated upper crust Englishman, to a fool a heartbeat away from hell, the cross and the blood were just things to be mocked and despised. Even some professing Christians make the cross of none effect. Some deny its atonement. They're the liberals, the rationalists. People who know more than the Bible itself. There are others who deny its accomplishment. People want us to believe that Jesus died with no particularly well-defined aim in view. He just died hoping to open a door to do something, but not actually with any definite purpose in view. It's to make the cross of none effect. Some deny its sufficiency and its finality. Great Scottish Brethren preacher said, "The rationalist says, give me Christ without the cross. The ritualist says, give me the cross without the Christ. But the redeemed soul says, a crossless Christ my Savior could not be. A Christless cross, no refuge is for me. But O Christ crucified, I rest on Thee." To believers, you see, the cross is the power of God, and the cross is the wisdom of God. And with Paul, they say, "God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ." And there's another sermon that I daren't take time to preach this morning. Glorying in the cross. Christ gloried in the cross. He did so with very good reason. And he did so that we might glory in it too. Oh, let us glory in the cross. The beauty of the cross. I was almost going to have us sing the hymn. And you never know, I might have a sing it yet, the old rugged cross. That old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. The beauty of the cross. When I come to Calvary, I see the beauty of God's perfect plan, perfectly executed with perfect success. But I glory in the blood of the cross. I believe in the old blood theology. It is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. God still says, when I see the blood, and he's speaking of the blood of the Paschal Lamb, I will pass over you. Peter says, you were redeemed not with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. And I know that the blood in many ways is a synonym for the atoning death. And I know that the death of Christ had to be the particular death of the cross to accomplish atonement. But the Bible places too much emphasis on the actual shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ for me to go along with the John MacArthurs of this world, who's right in so many other things, and say that the blood is only a figure. The blood of all the parts of the body of Christ simply disappeared and corrupted in the earth of Palestine. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. It's incorruptible blood. When the word incorruptible is used of the body of Christ, it says that body was raised from the dead. When the same incorruptibility is attributed to the blood, it is also raised. I glory in the blood. Jesus, thy blood and righteousness, my beauty are my glorious dress. I rejoice that the blood has satisfied God. I rejoice that the blood has saved me. I rejoice that that blood today speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. There's a glory in the beauty of the cross and in the blood of the cross. I rejoice and glory in the blessings of the cross. And there you've got the whole wide open field of biblical theology. Our pardon is through the blood of the cross. Our redemption is through the blood of the cross. Our reconciliation is through the blood of the cross. Our justification is through the blood of the cross. Our sanctification is through the blood of the cross. Our access to God is through the blood of the cross. Our victory over Satan is through the blood of the cross. And our entrance into heaven is through the blood of the cross. What a list of blessings. Indeed, I could put it this way. Every blessing we possess is a blessing purchased at Calvary. Every blessing we possess. And for you who are not saved, let me tell you something else. The only thing that holds this world in existence is the power of the cross of Jesus Christ, God sustaining it until he works out the fullness of his saving purpose to bring in the full complement of his people to the end of the age. There's one other thing you've got to glory in. See, there's a whole lot of people would go so far with me. Oh, there's great beauty in the cross. Oh, there's the blood of the cross. And we rejoice in the blessings of the cross. Well, let us glory also in the banner of the cross. This is a call to war. Psalm 60, verse 4 says, thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it might be displayed because of the enemy. What is that banner? It's the banner of the cross. Paul said, I am set for the defense of the gospel. I am walking, marching, battling under the banner of the cross. Men and women, it is one thing to believe in the cross, and I trust you do. It is one thing to rejoice in the blessings of the cross, and I trust you do. But in this age of apostasy and wickedness, when churches have joined with Satanists in attacking the very heart of the gospel of Jesus Christ, there is a crying need for men and women sold out to God, saved by the blood of the cross, to say, God has given us this banner, and under it we will march, under it we will fight, under it we will be faithful to our God. We glory in the cross. Preach it, believe it, defend it.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.